What's going on? What is the court doing? Has the court taken the temperature of the country? Has the science caught up? Has the technology caught up? And is the court making a decision not only based on the law, but maybe are they taking the pulse of the nation and making a political decision? It wouldn't be the first time the courts have made a political decision. Let's ask historian Bill Federer, who, by the way, was just here all day Sunday filming from this very news desk, and we produce his TV show, which you can find at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. Bill, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Brandon. Great to be with you.
You want to comment on what I was talking about right here before you came on?
Yes, I do think the public opinion of the country is becoming more pro-life. And this is the Supreme Court responding to this pressure. And in that sense, it's a good thing. I do think that the left is inconsistent and hypocritical. You see them holding signs up saying, my body, my choice. Well, they didn't want that to be the statement when it came to vaccine.
Yep.
They didn't want that. And then you shouldn't have the government telling a woman what to do with their body. Well, Leah Thomas identifies as a woman, yet he or she has male body parts. And the new Supreme Court justice can't even define what a woman is. So is it a woman's body? Is it a man's body? Who knows? That we now don't have the definition of a woman. So it's anybody's body. And we begin to see that the left has no answer for that. And so it's no longer women versus men. It's no longer, you know, chauvinist men wanting to push their, you can't defend women anymore. You can't defend women when it comes to sports. Here are these girls having to compete with a guy that's a foot taller than them, with stronger lung capacity and bone structure. But yet we have the left's, their version of science wants to define that person with male body parts as a woman. So the left is hypocritical. They've thrown out all reason, and they've thrown out any reason when it comes to killing a baby. There's nothing more unjust than killing a person that hasn't done anything wrong. And killing an innocent baby that's not done anything wrong is the most unjust thing. And if it continues, we can expect God's judgment. He has to judge. If he doesn't judge, he's unjust for consenting to it. But
you know,
I want to throw out something.
Also, Bill, don't lose your train of thought there. Also, Bill, you know, the question, can a woman do whatever she wants with her body? She can't shoot up drugs. You know, I mean, they're legalizing all this, so soon enough. But in a lot of places, in a lot of cities and towns and many states tonight, if a woman was found on the street shooting up drugs, they'd arrest her. In some states, cities and whatnot, maybe they don't. They actually provide them with syringes and everything because, again, everything's changing. But there are still and have been historically laws against shooting up drugs. Well, what about, wait, the woman can do whatever she wants. Let her shoot up drugs. They don't do that. How about a woman can do whatever she wants with her body, commit suicide? Well, again, many states are legalizing suicide, but at one time it was illegal to commit suicide, and someone found trying to commit suicide, you know, was arrested and taken to a psychiatric ward for evaluation.
Motorcycle helmets, right? You have laws in many states that says you have to wear a helmet if you're riding a motorcycle. Well, what if it's a woman riding the motorcycle and she doesn't want to put on the helmet? They're making her do something to her body or her seatbelt laws.
Well, how about having to wear clothes? I mean, what if she wants to go naked through a mall? I mean, it's her body. If she wants to go naked, why should anyone force her to wear clothes? It's her body, but yet she has to, right? So, I mean, this is where we get back to what is the purpose of the law. The law, as you know, as a historian, I go back to the scriptures, Romans 13, it is to reward the righteous, punish the wicked, make a stable and just society. You know, this is what the laws are for.
Well, you know, and then something that I think is coming to light is news cycles. And the country runs on news cycles. And it is very suspect that this piece of leaking took place on the very day that Dinesh D'Souza's movie 2000 Mules is coming out.
Yep.
And so you've written books on mind control, on psychological operations. I reference it in my book, Socialism. And I think that the releasing of this leak on the very day that Dinesh D'Souza is making the country aware of very convincing evidence that there was voter fraud, that there was a stolen election, the 2,000 mules, that these are individuals that they have tracked. They have video of them putting boxes and boxes full of ballots in. They do not want that to reach the news.
Absolutely.
They want to control the narrative. Brzezinski, MSNBC host, she recently was upset that Elon Musk bought Twitter. And she said, well, he could influence how people think. It's our job to tell people what to think. So they realize that, and they do not want people thinking that the election was stolen. I don't trust John Roberts. I don't trust him with decisions. When you realize that in his decision on Obamacare, said, yeah, it's unconstitutional, but you can call it a tax and you can do it. I don't trust him. And I think that this leak, if they find out who leaked it, who didn't, I think that you saw that the barricades were placed in front of the Supreme Court building before the leak was announced. Now, the leak was leaked to who? Political, a left-wing group. It seems very suspect that they would put out the barricades in front of the Supreme Court building before it becomes public. That's because they are wanting all the cameras, all the focus to be on abortion. They do not want it to be about election voter fraud.
In fact, let me hold that thought. Don't forget where you're at. But with that, let's go around that and let's show this. Let's show this, because this is from his film.
In an election like took place in 2020.
Hang on, let me go bigger screen on this. Hang on, here we go. Let me go bigger.
And you gotta watch. You have to watch the movie next week. Dinesh D'Souza. Took him almost a year, and they found corruption in the 2020 election, the likes of which nobody has ever seen.
This is organized crime.
In no shape, in no way, in no time is that legal.
Do you have video evidence?
4 million minutes of surveillance video around the country.
That is a blockbuster movie.
All right, so again, this is the night I was texting with Dinesh from the news desk earlier tonight, and he's going to be on with us, try to be on with us next week on Mike's show, and he's headed, to, I think, for a premiere. That's where he said he was getting on a plane, headed to Mar-a-Lago, and Tina Peters, who's running for Secretary of State in Colorado, was on tonight, and she says that they're going to have a premiere tomorrow night. Mike Lindell, I think, will be there for that as well. He's there now. They're going to have a premiere at Mar-a-Lago. So again, all this attention that would have been on this movie, that wind has just been sucked out of the room. The oxygen has just been sucked out of the room.
Yeah, so in politics, nothing happens by accident. Let's go back. The national memory is as short as the most recent news cycle. And here's an example. There was this enormous, terrible thing called abandoning Afghanistan by the Obama administration. People were getting killed. Soldiers were getting killed. American allies, we left all the names of all of our allies that worked with us in Afghanistan so that the Taliban could hunt them down and kill them. We left night vision goggles. We used to own the night when it came to military maneuvers. Now we left them and we trained them, as our government trained the Taliban. We didn't even try to destroy any equipment. There were calls for Biden's impeachment. There were calls for Miley to be stripped and kicked out of the military. And what happened? Biden decided to issue a mask mandate that everybody has to wear a mask. It's mandated. In a moment, Afghanistan is forgotten. And the whole country is upset over the mask mandate. They controlled the narrative. The memory of the population in America is so short. I study history. I mean, people don't remember what happened 10 years ago or a generation ago. They don't even remember what happened a month ago.
That's so true.
That the entire, and again, you've written books that were powerful on mind control and brainwashing, what they did to these Korean soldiers and this, and all this effort on how to manipulate what people are thinking. And I think tonight we are witnessing an intentional changing of the narrative away from extremely convincing evidence that the election was stolen to something that it could have been released. It could have been leaked any day, but it happened to have been leaked right on this day.
Let me ask you, do you think there's any chance, just want to ask you, that the court sees what's happening, the idea of stacking the court? I can't imagine these people want to, most of them want to stack the court. Why would you want to go from 9 to 10, 10, 11, 12, 15, 16? I mean, the more you add, the less influential you become. So, why would you want to dilute your own power? I mean, you're 9 of the most powerful people in America, in the world. Why would you want to dilute that by stacking the court, as the liberals want to do? Could this be a little self-preservation by the court, A? B, I mean, they got kids and grandkids. I mean, some of them are liberal, I know. But are most of them on the court outright Marxist? No. Do they see what's coming with the talk of civil war, which has been talked about by people on the right, on the left, in the middle? I mean, you got people who are professors who are talking about civil war coming to America, people from overseas talking about civil war coming to America 20 years ago. You could see the fracturing. Could it be that the court is seeing what's happening, public opinion, and saying, maybe this is one way to have some pressure relief, kind of like, a pressure valve getting let off. Let these states have more of their own power. Again, I mean, after all, the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution has been so destroyed. But as you know, it says the powers the federal government has are limited and expressed. The unlisted powers belong to the states and respective people thereof. I'm a big guy for 10th Amendment. I'm a big guy for state rights. But now we see the empowering of the states. Will they do it when it comes to gay marriage now? It seems they would have to apply the same standard as they are with abortion. How about with the Second Amendment and across the board? Could this be empowering the states and the court saying, look, in our future, this country's going to fall apart. It's going to go to civil war. We won't be having jurisdiction over half the country if we go to civil war and we have a great divide. Or maybe we can empower the states. And if the folks want to live up in states with doctor-assisted suicide and abortion and gay marriage and no guns, let them live there. And if the folks want to go down south and have, sanctity of life and lower no same-sex marriage and defend the Second Amendment and let them do that. Do you think there's any thinking, or am I giving too much credit to these guys actually thinking and watching trends and thinking about self-preservation and keeping the republic together?
Yeah, we're looking to the Supreme Court to fix things. They're not supposed to fix things. Their job is to make sure that laws line up with the intentions of the founding fathers, the ones that wrote the Constitution. We began to see with the advent of evolution that you had a Harvard law professor named Christopher Columbus Langdell who began to apply evolution to the legal process, and it was called case precedent theory of law. And so a graduate of Harvard Law School is Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. And his biographer said that Holmes broke new intellectual trails. Instead of the law being something, an edict that comes down from God, instead it's an ever-evolving thing, changing according to the changing social and economic conditions of the country. And so we see that evolution thrown in causes these justices to begin to see that they're supposed to have it adapt. They're not supposed to have it adapt. It's the amendment process that's supposed to adapt the Constitution.
So do you think Do you think they're looking at what's happening to the country and being very political, and even if it's in their own self-service?
Yeah, yeah. And even that's when Roger Taney, the country was being torn apart with slavery. You had the Bleeding Kansas. You have the Fugitive Slave Law. You had the Missouri Compromise. You had all these different things, and the country's being ripped apart. And Roger Taney thought, hey, I'll make a decision that will solve all these things. And so he issued the Dred Scott decision, saying, okay, we're going to settle it once and for all, slaves your property. It's like, okay, that's not his way of settling it. Should be the Supreme Court has no authority.
So what you're saying is that the court has a history of making decisions from a social position, thinking they can fix problems socially. So they have a history of kind of doing those things.
Yeah, yeah. And that's an usurping of power by the court. It's the people that are supposed to fix it through the amendment process, which we eventually did with the 13th Amendment outlawing slavery, the 14th Amendment making sure the freed slaves were given rights, the 15th Amendment making sure, you know, there was no discrimination at the pollings. And because the Democrats were having KKK and Jim Crow laws and black codes and intimidating blacks from voting. And so it's not the Supreme Court's job to fix things. They're supposed to make sure that the laws are carried out the way that the writers of the Constitution intended. It's the people's jobs to fix things, and they fix things through voting, and they fix things through the people they voted for passing laws. And so that's why today the attention is taken off of voting. It's taken off of the voter fraud that took place. You know, you have certain previously conservative news networks that are clearly instructed not to talk about the voting fraud issue.
Yep, absolutely.
That it's controlled opposition. They can talk about everything under the sun, Hunter Biden's laptop, this, that, and the other, but they cannot talk about the voter fraud issue. And Mike Lindell, who you know very well, that he has put so much time and energy, and one of the individuals, a Dr. Frank, has looked at every single county in America and every single election that that county has ever had, and all of the registered voters and the number of elections, and would you could pretty well graph as the population of the county would grow, the voter turnout.
That's right.
All of a sudden, on 2020, it's totally changed. More people are voting than there are in the counties.
That's right.
I mean, it's obvious evidence of voter fraud. And Mike Lindell and yourself have the courage to talk about this. It will not be talked about on other news networks because they're advertisers and they're stockholders or whatever. It's controlled opposition. They do not want the public to know about
Absolutely.
The voter fraud.
Tell us
and
about
so
your
that's
book.
Why...
Mention your book
yes.
real quick before I let you go. What is that book?
Okay, well, it's Socialism, the Real History from Plato to the Present. The subtitle is How the Deep State Capitalizes on Crises to Consolidate Control. In there, I go through all the dozens of ways to do voter fraud, and the easiest is computers.
Wow.
They have programs that can work the day before, they work the day after, but on the day of, they're date sensitive. They go to a predetermined percentage. I spent 2 years with Phyllis Schlafly and collecting all the voter fraud stories of all over Eagle Forum members all across America. You wouldn't believe that you can do voter fraud with the registering of votes and dead people voting and leaving people's names off the ballot. There's always an October surprise, some national crisis or some news that breaks the week before the election to try to change the whole election narrative. Remember years ago, there was a Ted Hager,
yeah.
who
oh,
was
yeah.
a pastor that was caught doing immoral sexual things. And what happened? The entire news cycle was captured. And instead of talking about the election, it's now talking about this evangelical leader that fell. And it dispirited, it disheartened voters from turning out. And in that, if I remember correctly, that was one of the elections that the Democrats won a large, wow. large number of seats in Congress. So the news cycle is the topic tonight.
So the news cycle is the topic tonight. Absolutely. They get your book at AmericanMinute.com, right? AmericanMinute.com.
Yes, yes.
AmericanMinute.com. So you and I agree, big distraction, big distraction, big distraction. Thank you, Bill Fetter, for checking in with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon.
His website, again, AmericanMinute.com. Well, we've only got just a minute. Look at this website here, WorldViewReport.com. This is my daily news website where we add a lot of news shows, or I mean a lot of news articles, many of them we don't have time to get to. Here's one, though, right here. Can the world feed itself? Historic fertilizer crunch threatens food security. I have so many articles on here about what's happening. Here's another one. Food crisis. millions of tons of grain stuck in Ukraine as Russia's war blocks exports. You already heard from Colonel Mills tonight. He agrees with me that this war in Ukraine is being fought with Russia for many reasons. One is to create a food crisis to help with the Great Reset. Food, from food inflation to food shortages to food crisis to famine, question mark. Oh, there's so much over there at worldviewreport.com. Remember me telling you about this? Reset the Table, Meeting the Moment to Transform the U.S. Food System by the Rockefeller Foundation, came out July 28, 2020, wanting to federalize our food. Well, that's the same group, by the way, that told us in 2010 there was going to be a massive pandemic with people wearing face masks and businesses shut down coming out of Asia. That same group is telling us there's going to be a food crisis and they want to federalize the food system. Huh, I wonder how well that would work out for us conservatives and with the food prices. And oh, would that maybe make you dependent on the government to be able to even get food? Well, let me show you this. On my website, wvwtv.com/store, we got, I don't know, 8 or 9 pallets of this the other day. Literally, 8 or 9 pallets. So we've got a lot and we got more coming in. If you want to order the 72-hour kit, 2-week kit, 4-week kit, 3-month kit, it comes with everything you need. Go to that website, wvwtv.com/store. You can buy it elsewhere. But when you buy it from us, you're helping support my work, what I do, keep me here at this desk researching. And the thing about this is you're not buying a pig and a poke. Go to wvwtv.com/store. You can check out what you're buying, what each meal is, drinks, everything. wvwtv.com/store. We have a crew of people that every day are packing up these resources to get them out the door to you. Again, there is historic demand for freeze-dried food, so I urge you to get it now while you can. wvwtv.com/store. You can even try the 72-hour kit for only $25 if you're going to try the food out first. 2-week, 4-week, 3-month, wvwtv.com/store. We'll ship it out to you. We've shipped the orders ourselves. Again, you can buy it elsewhere, but you buy it from us. You're supporting what we're doing. So there's a reasonable profit margin in there to help keep programs like this going. And all the research and all the team that works with me and produces all that TV content also at wvwtv.com. Well, I asked you to go join Gitter. I just joined the other day. I was at 126. Now I'm at 218. Got a long way to go to catch up with Mike Lindell. You can follow me on Gitter. On Gitter at BH Live. At BH Live on Gitter, if you want to follow me on Gitter. At BH Live. Look at that. Logan showed that. At BH Live. That's my handle at Gitter. Hope you'll check it out. You can also support us by going to wvwfoundation.com. Want to support my foundation? You can do that. Check it out. wvwfoundation.com. wvwfoundation.com. Thanks for supporting us. Take care.